Spain, in Spain, mainly in the plane.
Mommy, mommy,
mommy,
mommy,
mommy. Ow, now, ow, now, now.
Yellow leather. Hug my beard. Hug my beard. Looks good.
So, it is 2:49 here on the It's a No-Brainer podcast, if you're just tuning in. The
weather outside is sunny, just like your dispositions.
Thank you, Josh.
So, Josh, we should tell our listeners, what do they have to look forward to on this episode of It's a No-Brainer show?
Not this! April Fool!
Well, he just took a little farther, don't you think?
A little bit too much.
No. I think I might be stuck in NPR voice.
No,
that's all right.
Damn.
We're non-profit anyway.
That's true. We're not making a penny off
the show.
That is the truth.
Non-profit in the way of we haven't made a profit yet, but we would like to.
If we get popular enough, you know. 88 listeners isn't quite... No, 89
is right. It's not for profit, but not by choice. My name is Josh, and I'm running this... show.
Hey, we already did that.
Did we?
Yeah.
I never said my name, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, in NPR mode. That's right.
Yeah.
It's been so long ago.
People already know who the f*** we are.
Yeah.
Also, I shouldn't swear yet. We haven't talked about the bleep of the week. Speaking of the bleep of the week.
The bleep of the week.
You already probably know what it sounds like thanks to my dumb ass.
Yeah.
But it's the random noise of some kind of clip. You know, sometimes farts, sometimes cat noises, sometimes bleeps.
But most times farts.
Because farts are funny.
Mm-hmm. Especially when there's Zach's farts.
Like last week.
He's just looking at me.
You know what? Let's just hear that from last week. Just one last time.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, if you can only see Zach's face right now.
It is red like a fart.
He also wears his sunglasses.
At night. Only it's not night.
You
it's
can't
day.
See my face.
Are you a poker player?
I'm a Sith Lord.
All the words.
You're a Sith Lord. Oh.
Hey, I lost my news articles.
Where'd your news articles go? Damn it, Jeff!
Thanks. Okay, I got them.
Oh, yeah, speaking of news articles, we're going to be doing news articles this episode.
Yeah, and...
April Fool's?
No, we are. I'm going to start you off with a news article.
Oh, you're just going to jump right into it.
Yep.
Basically, what we're doing here, if you're new to the show, we read the news article. I mean, only the headline. But not the news article. April Fool's.
You need to stop doing that.
So I'm getting in with the spirit of the holiday.
It's not a holiday.
Sure it is.
No, it's not. The post office is still open.
Yeah.
Bank's still open.
UPS is still working.
It's April Fool's Day isn't a holiday. It's just a reason to be a dick to the people you know.
Speaking of being a dick, did you know Hitler was reborn from neo-Nazi cloning technology?
What?
Yeah, it's my first news article.
Really?
Yeah, no, April Fool's. Sorry.
Oh, man. Oh, man, that was uncomfortable. That was really uncomfortable.
Was it?
You were waiting so patiently for that high five for so long, and Jeff was not going to
give
it to
him. I gave him one more second. I want to just high five myself.
Yeah. But in reality, a librarian was fired over a Harlem Shake video.
April Fool's?
No, that's
not. Nope, she definitely lost her job.
Yeah, she lost her job. The video was so shitty. That they literally just fired her because they don't want to be associated with her. Like they're like, okay, Harlem Shake videos aren't that good in the first place, but you just brought it down like 10 notches.
What do you have to do in a Harlem Shake video to get fired, though?
Oh, ever seen the last 15 seconds of a Harlem Shake video?
I have.
I've seen some pretty weird stuff.
I have,
going
but
on.
Usually they're not very destructive.
That's true. And granted, this is taking place in a library, so it couldn't really be that crazy of an environment. Like,
maybe she was doing any inappropriate things to herself.
Maybe she was having a like book burning party in the Harlem Shake. Just like her reading for the first 15 seconds of the last 15, just like her dancing around a campfire of books.
With her shirt on.
Alright, so maybe what she did is she just started opening up books and doing like the make it rain thing, you know, where you do this. Or she's ripping the pages out of the books as she was doing it.
Making it rain!
Take that, Pride and Prejudice!
Yeah.
Maybe it's like librarian law that if there's anything like above 20 decibels going on, you're permitted or you're required to shush them. Maybe she or he didn't shush them, and that's kind of breaching librarian code. Sure.
The Code of the Librarians.
The Code of the Librarian.
That sounds like a Nicolas Cage movie.
Books are all around me. I don't know which one of them is real and which one is fake.
Your Nicolas Cage impression is so close to being actually alright, but it's just not quite it's on the cusp of greatness. Well, it's on the cusp of mediocrity. But
kind of like Nick Cage's career.
Exactly.
Alright. Let's get off Nick Cage for a moment.
Yeah,
Nick Cage, man.
Too much.
He's an easy target.
I do not want to get off Nick Cage.
Nick Cage doesn't want to be on the podcast.
Yeah, he probably already knows about us. I'm sure.
Well, yeah.
I mean, we titled one Nick Cage's biography. So clearly when he's doing the Google searches for his own name, he's like, oh my God.
Actually, in news on the Nick Cage watch, I was watching television and he was on the Jimmy Fallon.
Oh,
and it was
that as of recent or
it was? It was actually just this past week.
Wow.
Okay.
So what's he up to in his life?
Well, I believe he got hair plugs because it looked a lot like he got hair plugs.
Oh, okay.
You know, for a while there, maybe it's just my memory. I haven't looked at and really studied the profile of Nick Cage in a while, but his hair seemed to be fuller than I last remembered.
Okay.
Where it was kind of thinning out in the front, you know, it's already got that widow's peak
right
going on, but then in the front it was real thin, and when he was on the Falls, it was quite, unless he like sharpied his scalp to make it like look kind of blend in anymore, so you know.
It's took
maybe
3 hours.
Maybe he's using Rogaine.
Huh?
Maybe he's in Rogaine.
Maybe, right. But he's a celebrity. He can afford hair plugs.
True.
Oh, dear.
Why did you go to Tumblr with Nicolas Cage?
I don't
know. No.
That's a beautiful picture.
He's not even looking good. He was the one on the show.
Where is he?
I'm sorry. I had Rita pull up some pictures on my computer here.
What?
You're totally right. That totally does not look like
Nick Cage.
You know, he's wearing the wig that they used in the SNL spoofs of him.
No, because the wig and the SNL spoofs are actually thinner. And to be honest with you, Josh, that was part of why I wasn't like 100% certain, because I could have just been remembering the SNL spoofs and confusing. Because when Andy Samberg does the impression, it's a little bit thinner than even Nick Cage's hair.
I suppose they kind of make it blatantly obvious that Cage is how his hair looks.
Yeah. It's which was especially awkward when they had Nicolas Cage on it.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to read a news article now. How about
good.
That?
Do it.
I'm waiting for that.
Massage therapist.
I've been waiting.
Yeah.
No, just keep you got to learn how to keep reading when these things happen.
He was staring at you as you were reading.
Oh.
Two things can happen at one time.
They can.
Wait. Really?
No.
Oh.
But can two ears hear two things at the same time?
Yes.
So you're trying to tell me that when you watch a movie and there's a talking scene going on, you can't hear the music that's happening behind it. You can't hear the score.
Well, those are two different things. Like, two people talking is going to be two different things compared to a person and music. Music.
I
is
was
supp-
creating music.
Music
with
is supplementary.
With this.
Okay.
With I'm patting right. My throat.
His vocal cords, esophagus, and lungs.
Massage therapist accused. Where's my music?
You ruined the
where's
moment.
My
the
music?
Moment.
There is no more moment.
The moment was 5 minutes
just
ago.
Just read your damn article. We'll just go to the next one right away because it's probably stupid.
I love you, April Fools.
Nope.
Massage therapist accused of getting too touchy with client.
So obviously it wasn't a man being massaged by a woman.
Probably not.
How
deep into his tissues?
What is the definition of being too touchy?
Yeah, we're
rubbing the nipples.
As a
what is the split there? Yeah.
But that's just sexual assault.
Yeah.
You wouldn't phrase that as too touchy.
Maybe.
Unless you were just like doing it and then you just like little poke and then kind of kept going.
Yeah.
Howdy. Howdy. Oh man.
All right. So with therapy going on, there must have been some injury that had happened. It would be, I guess, around a suggestive area if it was getting too touchy with them. Or maybe the patient was just uncomfortable with their, like, their lower back or something. And I was just like, whoa, problems in the shoulder blades. Stop going there. I don't mind if you rub the buttocks, but that in-between area, that lower back, no. You stay away from
it. Maybe the hamstring was injured and they just didn't like the crust of the inner thigh.
I've got another theory.
Okay.
All right, give it to me.
So, what if the person was getting their massage therapy on, and the person kind of like chastised them, said, no, that's too hard, you're kind of hurting me. And that is when the massage therapist snapped. Because they were just being a little too touchy, and they took it the wrong way, and they said, hey, you don't tell me how to do my job! I'm the massage therapist!
Oh, I see what you mean by touchy. That's a good theory. That's exactly what happened.
Got it.
Okay, so.
Figured it out. Another one.
Oh, we've gotten away with it too, both of those damn kids and their meddling dog.
And their meddling podcast.
Hey, Zach, so do you have a better article?
I don't know!
Oh, sorry.
Well, zoinks, Jeff! Zoinks, Scoob!
Should I try and read it like Scooby Doo?
Yeah, we got Scooby Doo on the podcast now. Scooby, we heard you got an article. What is it? What is it, boy? Come on, boy!
I don't know.
I'll give you a Scooby snack.
Roman had tadpoles in her mouth at airport.
What?
Three!
Hey, Scooby.
Roy said Roman had tadpoles in her mouth at airport. That's not what that sounds like.
No.
Hey.
Woman hid tadpoles in her mouth at airport.
No, he said tampons. Like, I like every other word except for tadpoles.
Just pull my
contact out.
And tadpoles
is the only one I got.
Oh.
Yep, that just happened.
All right, so she hid tadpoles in her mouth.
Yep.
At an airport.
Zach's
put his
contact in.
Putting his
eyeball back in.
Listen. All right, yeah. We'll let him while he pokes his eye.
Yeah, that's hot.
Ooh.
Oh, that is dry. Ooh, going in dry.
Oh,
ooh, little buddy.
Oh.
Ooh.
So, why do you think she was hiding tadpoles in her mouth? Like, what good could that come from?
Well,
that?
She wanted to smuggle frogs on the plane, but she only had so much room left in her bag.
Oh, she
so
wanted
she
frogs
was gonna
is that the
play.
Is
she
that the sequel to Snakes on a Plane?
Frogs on a plane?
I'm sick of these motherfucking frogs on this motherfucking plane!
Do you think it's just like Sam Jackson slowly like becoming unnerved by the sound of frogs?
Or is this a prequel to Snakes on the Plane and the snakes were how they got the frogs off the plane?
Oh, okay. Yeah, like
you know what they do in nature, how they introduce a new species.
Yeah.
And then eventually that species becomes overruns
like,
and dominates
yeah.
the
did,
other one. It's
did
a
they
very
do that in Ireland
delicate
where
balance.
There were like snakes infestation in Ireland and then they brought some other animal in or something. I don't remember how the lore
Weasels.
Goes. Weasels. Sure. Yeah, but yeah, they pretty much.
Oh, so they brought in the Irish.
Sure. Yeah, they brought in the Irish.
And then they ran out of potatoes.
Yep. They're like, snakes weren't eating all these potatoes before. That's why we had such a big potato surplus. All right.
But did you know more people have access to cell phones than toilets?
I believe that, actually.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty believable article. But, you know, it's kind of weird to think. You think it'd be really easy just to get a toilet. But
yeah.
I suppose over, like, I know in Germany, for sure, there's not really such things as public toilets. Free public toilets, you usually have to pay, or they just don't have a public toilet.
For some people, the world is their toilet. They'll just go
that's
whenever,
true.
Wherever.
Like the homeless.
Like the homeless.
So I guess if we count it in, the world is our toilet, I guess. Everyone has access to a toilet, so that's
yeah.
not a true article.
That's
I'm
right.
sorry I found a fake article. Back.
Was there
right.
was there a person that when they had a child and they taught their child somehow that a toilet is like they called the toilet the oyster. So
okay.
then when they heard that old adage, the world is your oyster, they thought that the
oh.
world was just their toilet and they just started shitting and defecating and you know, peeing everywhere.
That's a good possibility.
I don't know why I think things like that.
I just love your brain sometimes.
Oh. So yeah.
That's my new
it's
articles.
Like a connect the dots from hell.
With lava dicks.
Connect the dots, what does it make?
Oh, a lava dick! On paper, from a connect the dot, how do you tell the difference between a dick and a lava dick? I just want to know. I want to know what...
You use a red crayon.
That's not really very accurate.
I used crayons when I...
That's just a red rocket.
Oh.
It could be a dog dick.
Red rocket. Red rocket. Those are all the news stories we have. Sorry.
Sorry, I just had red rockets stuck in my head.
Nope, that's bad.
Yep. I need to go clean myself.
You can clean yourself. I'm gonna make mention of our iTunes page, because that needs some water.
It
needs some red rocket.
It needs some red rocket. And red rocket, in case you didn't know. That's when you give
five... I'm gonna stop you right there.
I was ready to go... No, I was... Wait. That's when you give 5 stars to a podcast that you really like.
I wish I would have stuck to me stopping you right there, because what you said was awful. And I just wish you wouldn't have said it.
Okay.
Yep. So, we're going to go on break while we beat Josh. And you guys just keep listening, and if Josh isn't back, we beat him a little bit too hard, and we'll find him.
No stupid stuff after this short break. Yum.
Okay, so we didn't get Nick Cage in studio to record an episode.
Damn it!
However...
But we have our first celebrities.
We've got 4 more better than that. Say hello, everybody, to One Direction!
When is this gonna end?
Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to diss you like that. I know you're not Nick Cage. But...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, but... Sorry that you're not Nick Cage, because you're One Direction.
So what do you think about that?
So, okay, with the crowd of screaming girls, I mean, surely there's gotta be a few that catch your eye. Was there ever an embarrassing moment when you're on stage, like, say, you looked at a girl and you got really excited?
He was in the middle of singing his solo, and I just went, boom.
It was the first time it happened, really.
Yeah, it's what dreams are made of, to me.
So tell me, guys, I mean, I know there are plenty of gay rumors out there that some of you aren't as straight as you put yourselves off to be. What would you do, I suppose, if somebody presented you the opportunity to have sex with a man for, say, $5,000.
I wouldn't, me personally, I wouldn't do it.
I'd done it.
All right, what about for $50,000?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Niall, I hear, no, since we're talking about the gay rumors and all that, I hear you and Liam are actually together. Is that true, and are you okay with that?
We're together now, and I think that's it.
So, Zane, tell us a fun fact about yourself. I know all the ladies out there are crazy about you. Can you tell them, like, a fun fact that none of them really knew before?
I've got a girlfriend.
So, okay, guys, even though you have a whole bunch of fans to support you, of course there are going to be some negative people, too. Tell me about that incident when you were at the hotel and people flung feces at you?
We drove into the hotel and we were like, where did that come from?
So thanks, guys, sitting down for us. I hope you liked interviewing with us. What did you think of the process?
We were kind of just so excited to kind of have this new opportunity, and it was all really exciting, so it was amazing.
It was a no-brainer.
Ah, I see what you did there, Zane.
Well, thanks, guys, for being here. It was really, it was good to have you guys in the studio. Sorry the time was short, but I hope you guys have a lot of success, and good luck out there.
Nipple marks.
All right, we got some time to kill, and obviously that interview was not real.
What?
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
But they were just here.
They were just here.
I was just chatting with Harry.
Yeah, they're signing autographs outside.
They are?
Yeah.
They wouldn't give me one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I want to say a 2-word phrase, but I can't because it's not a holiday, apparently.
Nope. So yeah, what are we going to do with our spare time now?
Oh, let's read some comments that people have been giving One Direction here. These are from various YouTube videos.
Okay.
And, I mean, like we mentioned in the interview, too, I mean, there's some supporters of the group, but there's also some naysayers, too. So we found a couple naysayers, and then the supporters' responses to that. So let's see how that goes. Starting with the first set here, the first comment says, "Their music is bad and they should feel bad, that's all. They are just selling foolish dreams to little girls and don't even try to make good music. They don't deserve my respect, that is all." And the response to that was, "Millions of people love and enjoy their music every day, me being one of them. You, being one of the few who don't, is really not going to make a difference to their lives. You can continue hating them. You're really not going to hurt anyone, because more people love them than people hate them. In my opinion, hating them would just be a waste of time. You're really not going to make a difference to their lives. I just wanted to point that out, winky face. P.S. You watching their vids only gains them more money."
Do they get money from their YouTube videos?
Oh, well, I'm sure it raises their profile, more video hits.
I guess through the long part they do, because I'm guessing it's probably from One Direction Vivo, because Vivo seems to own everything on YouTube for music videos.
Yep.
I guess she was a little bit more eloquent in her response there, but I don't think...
She also repeated the exact same, pretty much the first half of it is the exact same as the second half, which is a trend on YouTube comments.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It makes, when you leave a long comment, it makes you look smart.
Yeah.
So people like to say something and then say it again.
If you say it again, it'll be more creditable.
It's true. It's true. No, it'll be more credible.
Creditable.
Because no one can spell on YouTube comments.
That's why they just abbreviate it cred.
Ah,
cred.
Yeah, good call. Yeah. But spelled... Oh, wait, no.
C-E-R-D.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, but yeah. I mean, for her to think that there are more supporters than naysayers, I suppose that could be true, because there's so many people who are probably in the neutral zone who don't really give one shit to another.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
I suppose she may be right, but... let's go ahead. Let's go on to another set here. This is from username Nandufel. N-A-N-D-U-F-U-L? Sure.
Yeah, Nandufel.
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 "They are nice guys, but they can't make solo career. Look at their auditions on X Factor. Jesus. Boy bands don't make suskess BS of their talented. It's about their cute faces. If they were ugly, ... And some person...
Yeah, pronounce this, please.
Yeah.
All right. This is probably a person from Russia, so let's see here. Adaka Sorenstam says...
I hate you.
All right. Some Russian person says, "Then why do people buy their albums? To listen to their fucking faces?" Fucking faces is in capital letters, by the way.
Right. That's amazing.
Why do people buy their albums anymore?
Technically, they do. They do buy their albums to listen to their faces, because the sound is coming out of their face holes.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, that's clever thinking there, Zach.
I don't even think that's clever thinking. I think that's obvious thinking.
Well, you know what? Fine.
But thank you.
All right, so we're starting to delve into the
underbelly
the
of...
underbelly. Of
One Direction
crazed supporters. Let's try this last one here and hope it doesn't get any worse. The first person, this has been flagged as spam apparently, but to me it's not really advertising or like phishing.
It's not spam.
It's not spam. People usually click that button if they don't like what they're reading.
Yeah.
So it's
right.
Not spam.
Right, not at all.
They say, "None of them can sing. Harry has zero personality. Louis seems normal, and Liam is thinking about a solo career." Replies, Larry, "First off, get the fuck out of here. Second, you have zero personality. And third, how do you know that Liam is thinking about a solo career? Did he say anything? No, not at all. Fourth, you are a directionator. Get the fuck out, bye."
Wow.
Punctuation.
Yeah. There was only one direction that comment went.
Oh man.
And that was right into the ground.
Just along with that comment.
I like these single comments here.
Single comments.
Yeah.
I'll let you guys take some of these. These are some just other random comments that didn't have any spurring or any prodding or anything like
that. I'll hate this one. I mean, I'll hate this one. I'll read the first one here from Rania ZM. She says, "I'm guessing this is from Barbara Walters."
This is from the Barbara Walters
interview.
Yeah.
Because I just like it.
She says, all in caps, I hate this grandma. She talks like a fucking turtle. Shut up, bitch.
Damn it, I had brought up the single comments because I wanted to read that.
Darn.
It's so good.
You can read the next one.
I'm not even sure what a turtle is supposed to sound like when it talks.
Hey, Mr. Turtle! How many links does it take to get to the center of a tinsel top? The world may never know.
The world may never know. Why is the turtle an old Jewish man?
I'm Barbara Walters.
I'm Barbara Walters.
You sound like more like a constipated Joy Behar than any Barbara Walters that I've heard.
So Samantha Horan said 2 months ago, guys, I would die if they split up. I would go into hiding and be depressed in a hole I just...
This is hitting.
All in caps again.
Hitting. That's H-I-D-D-I-N-G.
Oh, my bad. Hitting. Wow. I think I speak YouTube.
Oh, maybe. You just translate it so easy. Can I read the next one?
Please, sure.
I did so bad on that Russian pronunciation.
I think you can do exactly what I was going to do.
All right. All right. I'll try it and then you can try it. All right?
Good.
OMG, OMG, when they begin saying their names, oh, holy crap, I just overwhelmed.
That's what I was going to do. LKFJDJLKDJFGLKDJFG.
Is there a JFK in there? Guys, find the JFK.
JFK, hold on, JFK word search times. Excuse us for a
There's
second.
There's not a JFK in there.
JFG.
Yep.
Oh.
I totally skipped over the
JFK. Oh, it's backwards! Yeah,
yes.
I found it!
Yep.
Is there one?
Yeah.
Oh, I see it.
LLKFJ. Didn't you hear Jeff? Come on.
What about... OMG, OMG, when they begin saying their names, oh, holy crap!
Yeah.
I just overwhelm... And then, like...
I love how you got the perfect ending for the JGL. The JGL. JGL.
Jordan goes... Joseph Gordon.
I was actually pronouncing it.
Jordan Joseph.
But the ending was just perfect.
Jordan Joseph Levitt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Jordan Joseph Levitt.
That's what he's gonna be called when he dies.
Is Jordan Joseph Levitt? Is he like half Jordan, half goat?
Joseph, our savior.
All right, Vanessa Fune says, "I can't stop screaming." OMG.
You pronounce the lowercase O and the uppercase M G.
It's hard to get that OMG when you're limited to just reading text.
And Maria Andrea Pat Coronel. Colonel
Mustard.
Yeah, we're gonna go with Colonel Mustard. OMG G one Liam says he is a single. I'm crying. OMGG. I feel so happy. But in the same time, I could saw his face and he looked so sad. Semicolon parentheses. I love you, Liam. Yeah. In the same time. Good old time.
So it's obvious that
One Direction's
fans are rabid and They appreciate what they'll... You know what? You can't even hold their intelligence against them, honestly. They like what they like, and they show their support and appreciation. Yeah. Much like we would enjoy you guys to do with our podcast.
I don't care if they like shit, as long as they like it and support shit.
Yeah.
That's why you should go to our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Because of shit.
Leave a comment in the style of these One Direction fangirls. All caps... Lots of misspellings. If you do it, we'll send you a free It's a No Brainer album or something. I don't know.
A free It's a No Brainer album?
You have an album?
Autographed by all the four of us.
Oh, Christmas tree! Oh, Christmas tree! Oh, Christmas tree! Oh, Christmas tree!
That's the one. You know it's coming.
Songs in the key of a Christmas tree.
Yep.
Oh, Christmas tree! Can we start doing other songs in a Christmas tree? Like...
I was trying to do Carmina Burana there.
I know you were.
Oh, Christmas, Christmas tree, it's a Christmas tree. It's a Christmas, it's from the Christmas tree. Oh, 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 oh,
yeah, no,
Christmas tree.
I really think we might have mental issues.
Maybe. while we sort those out, we're going to remind you that there's more stupid stuff after this break.
Fun fact. The inch was originally defined as the length of the King of England's penis. Truth. If you plant a grain of rice in the right soil, you can grow a potato.
Fun fact.
Did you know the belt loop was invented 50 years before the belt?
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Fun facts.
This is it.
It's the finale.
It's the
episode
final
countdown
20 25. Oh, I love that Guns N' Roses song.
It's the final episode to 25. That's Europe.
No, that's the joke. I was about to say something about I love Slash's guitar solo in that song.
You kind of want a little bit of Scatman there for a little bit.
We're getting weird. This always happens.
Act 3 always gets weird.
Jeff and I always get really weird. But in the final break, we always get really, really weird.
It gets really uncomfortable.
We're in, so weird and
hurt!
Stop it, Nelly! We're in!
Weird in here, so put on all
your clothes. So put on all your pants. I'm wearing 79 t-shirts.
Stop.
It's getting weird in here, so put on all your
clothes. So... Weird. We just had a moment.
I'm just picturing someone wearing 79 t-shirts and listening to that song. So take off all your clothes, guys. This might be a while.
Have you ever seen Weezer's music video for Pork and Beans?
It's so good.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, they do a lot of like internet videos and stuff like that, but one of the things that inspired them for one of the things was wearing a whole poop ton of t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, I've seen videos of that. People trying to put on the most
there, you can picture that image in your mind.
Scooby-Doo.
All right. This makes way for our final part of this episode. It is the game that we typically play. And it is to determine who in this room is the least stupidest person in the room. Rita, I know we've been too distracted to speak to you most of this episode. But, I mean, you're content with that. What is the game this week?
Would I lie to you?
In the spirit of that once April time holiday, because it's not a holiday anymore, apparently.
Nope, never was.
It never was!
It was in my heart. It was a holiday.
You ruined it for Josh!
It's like Sorry. Telling me that Santa Claus isn't real.
I killed him.
He was real. He's just dead now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, people tell their kids that Santa Claus isn't real so that they don't get sad that he's dead.
Did you inherit his powers?
Yes.
Wait, are you trying to tell me that Santa Claus is like the Highlander?
No, I'm
there can only be one, okay. and when one person kills Santa Claus, they become Santa Claus?
Well, I was
kind of like the movie. Oh my god! Oh my god! Santa Claus, the Tim Allen movie, is just a spin-off of Highlander.
Yeah.
But that's what I was.
Because he kills Santa and he becomes Santa.
I'm Santa.
I just realized that Tim Allen killed Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's dark.
And I killed Tim Allen.
Oh. What? Yeah. We need to put in a clip. What? Something like this before, but we put a little April Fool's styling on this. We are going to be reading out about ourselves one true statement and then also two lies. It is up to the other two people to ask questions to the person to determine which one is the true statement. We'll have 2 minutes of questioning and then we'll have to decide which is true. The questioners will get 1 point if they can accurately predict what is the correct statement, and the questioner, the questionee, the person who's being asked questions, they will get 1 point if they can deceive the questioners. Whoever has the high score at the end of the game wins. We'll figure out how to do this. I won last week, so it means I get to pick the order in this week's game. And I will have... I guess I'll pick the order of who's being questioned. That might be the easiest.
I'm a Jabba.
I'll pick Jabba Jeff.
I'm a Jabba.
What'd you say?
Jawa.
Jawa? Why is there so many Ja and then some consonants?
Jabba's a big fat worm.
Jabba and Jawa and Jawa
and Ja Rule.
Ja Rule. All right. Jeff, whatever the hell you are, you're first.
All right.
To be questioned. Zach,
I wish I was Ja Rule.
Zach, I'll give you second. I'll take last.
What's my motherfucking name?
Ja Rule.
And then it's R-U-L-E.
No, you're Ja Rule.
Yeah. I just spelled rule.
Oh, I thought you were asking us, are you
Ellie? Are you Ellie?
No, I'm Josh. I'm not Ellie.
It's from a fucking Ja Rule song.
Sorry, I'm not a big Ja Rule fan.
It was the one with J-Lo that was awesome. Oh, wait, they did too. And they're both awesome.
All right, Jeff, you're going to be asked the questions first. Zach and I will be asking you questions in tandem.
All right, so what's your first question?
For a total of 2 minutes.
Does that mean we have to tie ourselves together to ask the questions?
Yes. Yep.
So strap in, Jeff.
We're going a la Stuck on You. We're just going to... We'll be conjoined twins for
we're going to drive.
2 minutes. All right, Jeff, let me first have you read your facts.
I thought you were trying to figure out my facts or questions.
Oh, that would be far too complicated.
That would be hard.
You know how it works when we have to just fill in one word to a fun fact to figure out the entire thing that you wrote down? That's not true at all. All
right. First, I slept in my parents' room until I was 15 because of how big my family was. Second, in my junior year of high school, during a football game, I caught an interception and ran for a touchdown. Lastly, I spent months of my time in college researching algae biofuel.
Okay, those are the three facts. Only one of them is a true fact. And it is up to Jeff to try to throw us off the track here of the real one.
So we are both trying.
And then both of us will be asking Jeff questions for 2 minutes, okay? And the time will start as soon as one of us finishes our first question. Then, okay?
For me.
Okay, Jeff, I'll start here. For the college, was this for a class that you learned about algae biofuel that you researched this?
I didn't learn about it in class. I actually had to pick a research project, and that's what I picked.
Okay, so it was like an independent study.
Correct. Yeah, an independent research project.
Okay.
So what position did you play in high school football? Junior year.
I was the center for offense, and I was the left tackle for defense.
What other one? You slept with your parents' room or in your parents' room? So I guess you had a separate bed. You weren't in the same bed as them.
Correct. I was in a separate bed just because I had 5 brothers and a sister, and we were only in a 3-bedroom house.
Okay.
So, I unfortunately, being the youngest one, got to share the room with my parents.
Okay.
This wasn't because you were afraid of the dark or anything.
No, but side note, I did sleep with a nightlight until I was 17.
Okay.
And that was for fear of the dark?
Yeah, I used to not like having...
I'm usually afraid of Spider-Man and you too, so it's not, okay. It's okay.
Alright, so okay, when you were playing football, was that the only time that you ever scored any form of a touchdown or a goal?
No, because I was the artilleryman of football, so I used to be a receiver or running back. They'd throw me wherever I fit.
Okay.
Rather than
either. That's why you're on the offense and the defense?
Correct.
Okay.
Only thing I didn't do was special teams.
Okay, but you're special in my heart, Jeff. So.
Well, that's wrong. So, what kinds of algae are used in biofuel? Because I know there are different kinds of.
Mostly just green. It seems that's all I researched on was green algae from oceans.
Ah.
So biofuel meaning you can use it to.
You can run your car off it with almost no modifications to your car if it's a diesel engine.
Okay.
How many months did you do that for?
4.
4 months?
Was that when you got out of high school and that transitioned to college, or were you in college for a while and then?
It was my sophomore year in college.
Okay. I think we're almost out of time. We are. Okay. So now Zach and I are going to secretly write down what one we think is true, So remembering that if you had deceived us correctly, that you will get 1 point, Jeff. Otherwise, if for each person you deceive, yep. So
okay.
Maximum of 2 points for you in this round.
Gotcha.
Let's see here. Yes, I'm gonna go with.
All right, let's see the answers.
I guess I'll go first since I was finished first. I guess I really wasn't sure, but I guess of the three, you had me most convinced on football.
Wrong.
So number three.
That's totes wrong.
Totes wrong. Oh. All right, Zach, what did you say?
I put two.
Which one's two?
LG?
That is correct.
Oh! See, you researched about LG biofuel.
Correct. I actually had the help of Exxon's lead research developers today.
Really?
Yep.
Really? That's interesting.
That's pretty cool.
I wasn't sure between one and two.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell.
And I never caught an interception in football, and I quit playing halfway through my sophomore.
Oh.
That I actually didn't realize either.
Because I injured my back, so I couldn't play football anymore.
Damn. All right, so you get my point, and Zach gets his own point. So the score right now, Jeff and Zach have one, I have zero, and we go on to Zach for your round of questioning.
You guys ready?
Yep.
I guess.
I have a Harry Potter scar. I am the boy who lived.
Ooh. Okay, number two.
My favorite color is blue, like the color of my eyes.
Okay.
My, your eyes are brown.
I love your eyes.
I don't know which one's real, so it might as well be one of them.
I ate 5 tacos before arriving to record today.
Wow, okay.
What do you think, guys?
Not as in-depth as Jeff's are there, but still, we still have to figure out...
I don't know why it's the 5 tacos.
We still have to figure out which one is the true one, and we'll have 2 minutes of questioning here. All right. The time will begin after we finish our first question, then.
I got a question.
All right, go for it.
How much did your 5 tacos cost you?
They didn't cost me anything because they were leftovers that I reheated.
Where did you get these tacos?
My grandmother's house.
She made them for you?
She made them, not specifically for me.
Okay.
I assembled them.
Mm.
Where's your Harry Potter scar?
Where's Harry Potter scar?
On your forehead?
Oh,
yes.
I just thought you meant like you had the white.
Can you show us?
No. Because that would...
Yeah, then
you would know.
Yeah, you'd know.
I tried.
I knew that was going to be one of the questions I was asking.
What color are your eyes?
You can see them.
Can you show me your eyes? Those are blue.
Yeah, they're blue-gray.
But I guess...
I have blue eyes, yes.
I guess is his favorite color.
Ooh. Why is your favorite color blue?
Because it's the color of my eyes. I put it in.
It's all he sees, Jeff. It's all he sees. He sees the world in blue.
So you're a big fan of Eiffel
65. I was just going to say. I'm actually just a big fan of Eiffel 65.
No,
it's just, I don't know. It's a color that I've always liked my whole life.
What are your thoughts about orange?
Orange is actually a great color, too. I feel like it's an underrated color.
It's a complementary to blue, actually. Mm. It's across from the... They work well together.
Hmm. I didn't even realize that.
So what magical powers has your forehead scar that you can't show me giving you?
None yet. Fingers crossed.
Okay.
I'm hoping that one day I'll be able to just, like, spit fire out of my mouth and talk to snakes and stab lizards.
Okay. I suppose most of the magic came from you having a wand and casting spells, but...
No, it just shoots out of my forehead.
But you
in my mind.
Okay.
In my mind, I'm
okay.
Hoping that it'll
okay.
Most of it will shoot out.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
Oh, okay, I'll go. These tacos, how many of those did you eat?
5.
5. Go.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good were the tacos? Because I kind of want a taco now.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. I would say they're better than a Taco Bell taco, for sure.
That's not that hard, though.
Time's up, okay. And we must figure out which one is the true statement of those three. Then we got tacos and Harry Potter and blue, and Jeff and I are gonna secretly write down our answers here. Figure out which one is the true one. Remember, Zach can earn up to 2 points on this question. Alright, did you write down your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. I went with number two, blue, because I was basing my logic on
you
that
think blue is true.
I think blue is true, that your favorite color would be blue, because, I guess, more so, because I think I can eliminate the Harry Potter scar, because I thought I'd seen your forehead before.
Okay.
And you don't have a lightning bolt scar, or any scar, really. And I think the tacos thing would just be a cover-up for all your farting. There'd have to be some reason why.
Oh, that went into writing it on the card.
But anyway, what would you pick, Jeff?
I picked...
Oh, you went with tacos. Okay. Well, we both could be wrong.
You both are wrong.
No, no! You have a Harry Potter... What?
I have a huge scar on my forehead, guys.
It's not like a really, like a Harry Potter...
It's a big gash in the top of my forehead!
I suppose.
You misled me.
Was it a Voldemort? Did Voldemort do it? I'm sorry.
He shall not be named. And no, he didn't. It was a washing machine.
Oh.
When I was like one.
I was picturing a big lightning bolt.
It's, okay, it's not exactly a lightning bolt, but it's a slanted line on my forehead.
I don't know, that's pretty iffy, but...
Oh, come on.
That's alright.
I ate 4 tacos before coming here, just so you guys know.
A 4?
Oh. Oh. So he did exactly what me and you tried not to do.
That's alright.
What?
We'll get you next time.
Do a truth and just obscure it by like a little bit like that.
Well, whatever. And my favorite color is green.
Oh.
I couldn't remember.
Orange is also almost my favorite color.
There's no point in doing yours. You win automatically. I mean, Zach wins.
Alright, end of the show.
Well, what do you
want to
do
about me? I just don't care about Josh. That's all.
That's right. A good point.
Zach, winner of this game.
No, but I want to keep playing.
This is the first time you've won in quite some time, though, too.
It is. It has been a while for
looking
me.
Back, I think it's been at least 5 or 6 episodes since you won. So.
And can't... We could tie.
Mm-hmm. I can only earn up to 2. Jeff can only earn up to 1.
Yep.
Can't Jeff get 2? He can only get 1 point?
He can only get 1.
Oh, that's right.
Damn. So you win.
But I still want to play. I still want to do you around.
Jeff doesn't want to know about me.
Nope, I don't care about him. But we can do you. I'll just.
All right.
I'll take well, we're not going to do them.
I'll do them.
This just got weird.
Yeah, you'll get over it.
Is it because he doesn't know he's beautiful?
Yep. Tell us your things. We'll figure it out. We'll just stomp you and just make you feel sad about life.
We're still playing for a second, Jeff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I guess. Let's do it.
Plus, I enjoy this game.
This is a good game.
All right, for second place. A black man showed me his penis. All right.
Oh my god, that's written on the card.
On the card.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, number 2. I shaved my head bald in support of my friend with cancer. I won't laugh at that one, because kids with cancer are not cool.
Why in the hell did you read a black man showed me his penis?
I've been to Canada once by way of my mom's pregnancy.
I want to ask a question, but I have to wait.
Jeff, aren't you glad we didn't gloss over this like I wanted to? One of these is true, 2 of them are false. You figure out which it is. Again, like before, time doesn't start until you ask your first.
Well, I have one of those.
Oh, well then, ask away.
So when you say by way of your mom's pregnancy, are you referring to, like, she was pregnant with you and visited Canada?
Correct.
So that means that you believe life starts at conception, which means that you are pro-life.
Yeah, when you pop out of the womb, you are 9 months, not 0 months.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay.
Where did the black man show you his penis?
Where?
Like, where were you when that happened?
I was in Milwaukee.
Where in Milwaukee? Like a building or outside?
I couldn't even... I wasn't inside any particular building. It was just outside of Milwaukee.
Okay, so just on the street?
Just on the street, pretty much.
What street were you on? Why were you in Milwaukee?
I don't know what street. I was in Milwaukee, though, because the American Idol auditions that they had a couple years ago.
Mm.
I was trying out for that.
Okay.
Was he homeless?
Problem, presumably.
One would hope.
Sure.
Did he give it a little nickname?
Was there a top hat and a cane attached to his penis? I need to know if there was a top hat and or a cane attached to his penis.
None that he told me.
Okay.
So when you shaved your head, were you surprised at how weird a bald head feels?
Yeah. I mean, a bunch of other friends did that as well. So, I mean, you had like...
How old were you?
So 6th grade was 10, 11.
And was this a friend of yours? Like, a school friend of yours?
Yeah, he wasn't a close friend, but I mean, we part of a more closer group of friends, at least. Yeah.
Okay. Alright. How long was your hair at the time?
I mean, it was probably a little bit longer than a buzz cut, so it wasn't too crazy a transformation.
Yeah, it was just, you just kind of quick buzzed it, you know? Yeah. So where'd you go to in Canada?
In Canada?
Mm-hmm.
She went to, like, Ontario, Toronto, Ontario, that kind of general area there. I think they went down to, I didn't ask my mother too much about this, I was kind of inside her, but, but she went to Niagara Falls and stuff like that too, went down.
Right. I've actually done that. Not in the womb.
In a barrel, or?
No, I've driven in a car down and over around to Toronto and then to Niagara Falls and cut over the border in Niagara and then came back to the States.
All right, it's up to you to decide which of these is the true one. I'm not realizing. I should have just did like an April Fool's prank and like all of them were
fake. Yeah.
But if you're leaning one toward one or the other there, go ahead and write it down. Remembering I can take up to 2 points here and win second place.
I'm actually not sure, Josh.
Neither am I.
When you read these out loud, I thought for sure two of them were lies.
Two of these are lies. One of these is true.
Right, but I thought I knew which two were lies.
Oh, okay.
When you were reading them, I was like, that's bullshit. All right. But then you read the third one, and I was like, well, that kind of seems like it could be bullshit, too.
Yeah?
I'm just going to write a number down. Can I put the coin in my head?
Oh, a three-sided coin in your head.
All right. I want a three-sided coin so bad.
Are you done then, Zach?
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
I'm gonna put no.
All right, because I want to know what you said. Because Jeff just used luck.
Three.
Three as the true one. Right? Yeah. You also went three. Three is a lie.
No, I'm just kidding.
Also being a lie.
Two.
Number two, a black man showed me his penis.
The only reason that I thought that was a lie is because you, when we asked you questions about it, you didn't know a goddamn thing.
I was deceptive about it, though, yeah?
What?
I was deceptive about it.
Yeah.
Most of the answers I told you were true about it, so, I mean, it was more.
Where were you?
I was in Milwaukee. It was for auditions, so, basically.
But where in Milwaukee?
Just probably, like, a couple blocks outside of Bradley Center where they were having the auditions.
Okay.
I was more so walking around at night just to kill the time when the lines waited to open back up again.
Okay.
Because I'd actually, earlier the day, well, I guess in the evening prior, I had gone to somebody's birthday party that was down there because that's the kind of the area they lived there.
Okay.
So we went to a bar there, which was like a couple blocks from Bradley Center.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked from there to Bradley Center when we were done partying or whatever. Thought I could wait in the line immediately there because I guess I wasn't sure of how that flow was going to go. And they were like, oh, no, we're going to open up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And by then it was like 2:33. So, yeah, this was, yeah, real early in the morning. Walking around and this guy comes and I mean, I saw him sitting at the bus stop probably 10 minutes prior. And I guess I'm about to circle back around and he caught my eye again or whatever. And he comes walking up to me, hey, you got any money? I mean, I'm playing it off like I'm not going to give you money right now. I understand that you are in need of money and whatever. So, I mean, he joins me as I'm walking around and I'm just kind of loosely telling him things like, oh, yeah, I'm just here for American Idol, nothing much. And I'm just trying to get him away. And he's like, oh, you got to give me some money. I was just in the hospital the other day. And he shows me his colostomy bag and he opens up his pants like a lot further than he should have to show me, hey, look, I got shot here and this is the bag that's doing things and also here's my penis. So by way of...
So he didn't just like whip out his penis and be like,
No, it wasn't a party.
Oh, hey man, I got a friend that's got to tell you something too. Hang on.
Hey, say hello to Willis. Fun story. So I earned 2 points on that, which put me in second again. Zach, you had three. I had two. Jeff had one. You won.
I did win.
How does that make you feel?
You feel like a real man?
I'm still kind of bummed that someone just randomly showed you their penis in Milwaukee, but...
it happens.
It does happen.
Is it true what they say about black dicks?
That they're a different color than white dicks?
That's exactly it, yep.
Interesting. Well... On that note,
this has been a show.
we conclude the show, I suppose.
Yeah.
If you want to show us your penises, log on to our Facebook page.
Don't do that, please.
Don't
pretty
no
fucking please do not do that.
No penises.
Alright.
Boobs.
Boobs.
No, you know
boobs.
What? I'm not even okay with that.
Boobs are alright. Come on, Zed. Boobs are alright.
I don't want anyone showing me any of their bits on all right, the Facebook.
So don't show
page.
Zach, but show Josh.
Yeah. Tits or GTO. That's what I say.
Oh,
that's,
my bad.
That's my.
What's your life motto?
That's my life
motto. That's what I heard.
We've got the Facebook, facebook.com/nobrainershow. We also have a Twitter, don't we, Jeff?
Yeah, that's twitter.com/nobrainershow.
I like that you've just taken Twitter away from me completely.
Yep.
Because either you read it or he would.
You can have the email though.
That would be nobrainershow@gmail.com.
Good.
Good boy.
Alright. Who's got a telephone number?
That would be you.
That's
you're the only one that's
brain.
Yeah! Jeff!
Way to go.
I'll give you a bonus.
Are you looking at it on your phone?
I'm looking at the Borderlands 2 level cabin creep.
Oh.
Wow. You know, productive podcast things.
That's the end of the podcast.
Yeah, you've been doing that for a while.
Also, 864-96-BRAIN. Oh, wait, no, I meant to say the numbers. 864-962-7246. Not that matters. I've been Josh, and a black man showed
me. I'm Jeff, and I forget what my... I researched algae biofuel. That's what it was.
I've got a big scar on my forehead. I'm kind of bummed about it. It's going to be there for the rest of my life.
And his name's Harry Potter. He's reminding you that life is stupid. So is every wizard. And Muggle, too. Heck, all of y'all stupid.
Shut up, you mudblood.
Hey. Hey!
Hey!
We don't say the
we don't
M-word.
Want the ex-
We don't say the M-word in this house, Jeff.
Mudblood. Mudblood.
Going to room without your curdy bots every flavor.
Now we've got... Now we're gonna have the explicit tag.
Lord Voldemort.
That's it. You're grounded. I'm gonna lock you in a cupboard.
You're not my real dad!
Underneath the stairs.
You're not my real dad!
Under the stairs!
You know how I'm gonna kill this bit?